Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, guys. I apologize. You'll hear me reference a couple of times, I think, in this podcast that it was supposed to be released on Friday night. But, you know, I lost track. It was Tony's final day on the show ever. So I think you'll forgive me for my mind being elsewhere. And hopefully a little bonus content will help brighten up your Monday. Again, sorry about that. I hate going a whole week without posting. It wasn't supposed to go that way, but you know, that's just the way it shook out. Shaked out. Sure. Andrew and I will probably do another one of these for you guys this week. Thanks for listening to the bonus podcast. Guys, welcome back to the bonus pod with Rachel and Andrew. It's been a while since our last one, almost a week. Yeah. Actually, a full week because we're going to release this on Friday. And we have a guest. We have Nick Glover here, Dave's son and our pal. How's it going, Nick?
It's going. It's going well.
It's been good having you in studio the past couple of days.
It's been fun.
And I was like, you should come record the pod with me and Andrew because it's kind of a good time. People seem to like it. We haven't had any overt haters yet, which is exciting.
We haven't had any overt haters, but look, okay, look, I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot for my constant need for praise, but people haven't been saying as many, like, they haven't been going out of their way to say really nice things about it, and that makes me wonder. It's like, well,
that's a form of hate, I think.
Well, that's the thing. See, that's the problem with me.
Silence is violence.
That's the problem with me. If I do, like, a cool juggling trick in front of you guys, and you guys are like, wow, I can't believe you know how to juggle, and then if I keep doing it, and you guys don't keep going, like, this is so amazing, I'm like, wow, so you guys just hate me now? I see how it is.
The codependency cast.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
It's a real mess.
Please validate us, or the product goes away. I always like to I like jot things down throughout the week that I want to talk about with Andrew, and a lot of times it could be something, but other times I write down things like the cost of lip balm is just too darn high. Like, I don't know how we're supposed to do anything with that, but I do feel that way, so now the podcast knows. For the last podcast, I ended up giving like a little impromptu peek at what I do every morning. Nick, I was telling Andrew that my life has gotten better since I've adopted an actual routine in the morning, like get up, do some yoga, make some coffee, read, all this stuff. And he said he had absolutely no morning routine. You just lay in bed and look at your phone and then roll out of bed for work, right?
Yeah, roll out of bed, take a shower, go to work, and nothing in between there. No, like, meals, no coffee, no contemplation, no deep thoughts or anything. Nope, just straight out of bed, straight into the shower, straight to work.
Well, what's your evening like? I'm wondering, you know, you've got to do more than that at nighttime.
Well, first I go on the forums and I complain about how expensive lip balm is these days. And then I go on other forums and I say that lip balm doesn't cost enough because I kind of like to play both sides and see where the market ends up. I have a lot invested in lip balm. No, my evening routine is typically I sit and play video games until I decide that I'm too tired to move.
No, no, no. You get home, and what's the first thing you do when you get home? You pull up in the Corolla.
You
push some trash out of the way to get out of the car. You unlock the front door, and you have a receipt
stuck to my shoe, so I have to take the receipt off my shoe and throw it back into the car.
Same receipt every day?
There's a couple different ones. I'll 10 chicken nuggets, that was a good day.
Nick, are you familiar with the trash car?
I've heard tell. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But I have it in my mind's eye.
You know that it exists. You know that it's a problem for our friend here.
It's very sloppy. Typically, I walk in the door, and of course, then my cat is walking up to greet me, so she'd put her little paws up on my leg, and I'll reach down and give her a little hug, and then I'll try to pick her up, and she's like, no, and runs away, and I'm like, and then I kind of follow her around for a bit, because then I feel like when I'm denied it, then I feel like I need to have it. So I'm like, no, you're going to give me a hug.
The opposite of how cats work, but mm-hmm, continue.
That's correct. And then there's some dinner usually. I think tonight I'm going to boil up some eggs and let me finish. Put them in some nice ramen because I really like the instant ramen packs. Okay. But you gotta.
I was just picturing him just boiling eggs and having seven boiled eggs.
Shouldn't have started with boiling eggs. I shouldn't have kicked off the meal with, well, first I'm gonna put some eggs.
Please just boil the egg and then eat the ramen dry on the side.
So I'll boil the egg and then eat the ramen and
Daddy's gonna blanch some spinach.
eat some very dry chicken. What? I can combine them? No, I, because eating ramen, like, I feel like when you get a little older, I'm 30 now, right? So I'm eating the instant ramen packets still because they're good. I'm branching out and getting the more expensive ones instead of getting the ones that are like 25 cents.
You're getting like the
yakisoba. Yeah, mm-hmm. Instead of the ones that are like 25 cents a pack, I'm getting the ones that are like $1.50 a pack, right? Because that's the more adult thing to do. But then you got to you can spice it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You can make a little meat on the side. You can make a little, you know, chop up some green peppers
eggs.
Or whatever, and then chop up some boiled eggs. Okay, okay.
The Here's man what I, eats an egg with every meal.
Let me tell you what I don't like. Let me tell you what I don't like right now is you two laughing and then looking at each other and then back at me as you make fun of me for my
okay,
eggs.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did ask you to drop the routine.
It's rare that you start a story with, well, first off, I boil some eggs, and then you're met with immediate respect.
I'm like, okay, now I'm a little bit on my back foot here with Nick in the room.
no deference to Egg Boy.
And then it's, I've been watching Gravity Falls, so I'm going to keep watching, I think, a little Gravity Falls.
Is that an anime?
It's not an anime. It was a Disney Channel show back in like the late aughts, maybe, but it's really good. It's got Kristen Schaal. It's got Jason Ritter. It's great. Anybody who watches it, the Mitchells versus the Machines, that new movie, it's all the same people that worked on that. So very, very good stuff. And then video games until I can't keep my eyes open anymore.
What do you play?
Right now, I'm sucked back into an MMORPG called Final Fantasy 14.
Okay.
If any listeners play, hit me up, but that's probably not going to happen.
Nick, you're a gamer, right?
Here and there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys play some of the same games.
Yeah, Dave's told me about watching you play Dark Souls, which is very funny.
Yeah, a lot of Dark Souls.
Very
is that
funny
the orc shaming game?
No, that's Middle Earth Shadow of War.
That was such a great show whenever Dave was talking about Nick shaming the orc, and then Andrew had so much to give there.
It's like, oh yeah, okay, so here's what you do. You gotta press X, and you literally, there's a shame the orc button. And Dave is like, come on. And I'm like, no, you shame the orc, and you have a ghost elf, and he's your friend, and he like, gets in the orc's face, and he's like, no one loves you!
It hadn't occurred to me. I was just like, yeah, duh. What else am I going to do?
It's an orc. Hello.
And then Rachel looked it up. Rachel looked it up on the computer and was watching the video. And she's like, oh my God, that's exactly what happened.
It's so dark. Like, I mean, I don't play video games. So
That's what it was. Is that you guys all. I, much like Nick, I was the same way. I was like, yeah, you gotta tell them that nobody loves them. How else are you supposed to win?
Good day.
You guys are like, this is so messed up.
Yeah, just seems like kind of heavy, but you know.
I remember Dave was like, just kill it.
It's
and I'm like,
one,
no.
One gal's opinion.
No, you got to remind him that he'll never live up to what his father expects from him, and he'll never be, all of his friends are surpassing him. You got to remind him of that.
Nick, never did had you, the makings of a varsity athlete.
Did you play Red Dead Redemption, or am I making that up?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Did you ever play? I'm just trying to make a gamer connection here. I'm like, it's a gaming pod now. Just go for it, boys.
Red Dead Redemption was, it was one of those things where like I just lived there for a while. Like I don't even know. I couldn't tell you what even happens in that game. Like I definitely finished
it. Is that the one where like it was one of the first games ever where you could totally control like your sexual identity or like. If you were non-binary or something. Am I making that up?
You are so making this up. This is a game about racist cowboys.
I thought you could do that, though, because I saw Dan Harmon playing it as, like, you could modify it in all these different ways, and he wasn't doing it, like, to make fun. At least, gosh, I hope not. But he was, like, playing as, like, a non-binary character and, like, was falling in love with men in the game. And it was, like, an ongoing thing on his Instagram.
Maybe
that was, like, a weird, like...
Yeah, that might have been a different game.
Gaming
I mean,
hack.
you can mod things, you know, you can change things on the computer if you have those kind of skills, which Dan doesn't, but he knows people who does. But Red Dead Redemption was mostly a game about being a cowboy back in the Old West.
Yeah, that was the game.
Okay. All right.
Well, right I was on. Just I thought that was like a huge part of it because that was my very limited scope. I was like, wow, this is really progressive and great, you guys.
That game is I would say pretty unprogressive, wouldn't you? On its surface.
Yeah,
on its surface, unless you directly change it to be more progressive. I mean, it's pretty much a game about cowboys weren't always the best of people, right? Especially not the ones who were like murderers. But there was a...
Especially the ones who were murderers.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, especially,
those guys,
I would say.
I don't think they were that good.
In particular, the ones who were murderers. Look, I'm not afraid to say, these guys who would rustle trains, problematic, by today's standards, at least.
Andrew, speaking of unproblematic, did you see that your boy, Guy Fieri, just signed an $80 million three-year contract with, like, Food Network?
Hey, you know what?
Good things happen to good people, right?
Good things happen to good people. He seems to have really...
Oh, have you met... You met him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave told me that he and Nick were on a episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah, when they were at Espino's. Yeah.
He was indeed rolling out. Yeah.
That's cool.
I got to meet him real briefly.
Was he super nice?
Oh, he was maybe the nicest human being I've ever met.
Really?
Yep.
He's got a troubling past, which who doesn't these
What's
days?
What's his troubling past?
His troubling past is there
He's
were...
a cowboy.
He murdered so many people. He was shaming the orc, if you know what I mean.
He shook down a lot of trains back in the day and no survivors. No, he... There were reports in the heyday of DD&D that he sort of he had a troubling relationship with gay people, right? There was one report where I remember there were like... It was like the one of the owners or employees of a restaurant was gay, and Guy Fieri was reportedly like, "Hey, just keep him away from me."
Oh no!
Or something stupid like
great.
That. But,
that's really disappointing.
But there have been a lot of refuting reports of that type, which is like he is like a super super nice and donates all sorts of money to like ally foundations and things like that. So it's not really clear if maybe he had a change of heart.
He did officiate. A mass wedding of all LGBTQ people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
well,
cool.
And that's 100 people at once.
That's the thing, which makes me think that, you know,
he could have had a change of heart.
He probably
if that's a
had a
story.
He had a change of heart. He probably was not such a good guy, and then he had some sort of an experience,
well,
or he talked to somebody who was like, yeah, but we're like, look at it this way, and then it changed his mind, which is a nice story. And like you said, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I think I know where you're going.
I thought you were going to say,
unfortunately, our society doesn't always allow for growth and redemption in that way.
I also think that unfortunately we have lived during through a time where like it was a lot more acceptable to say things like that about gay people.
Yeah.
People grow and change. Like our society is not going to be like that ever again. And we've lived through like the turning point. So people may have said things like that in the past. And maybe it didn't come from a place of like true bigotry and hatred. It might have come from a place of just like, yeah, this is what I think. Like, this is what I've learned. And then you kind of you learn and you do a little bit better. So, you know what? I'm going to give Guy the benefit of the doubt on this one.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Have you been to his restaurant yet? Because I know that that was a big deal for you.
I try to prioritize it. So Guy Fieri has a couple of ghost kitchens, because Nick's giving me a face. Guy Fieri has a couple of ghost kitchens.
There's
open
no way
here
that's as cool as it sounds.
No, unfortunately, because I got very excited as well for Guy Fieri's ghost kitchen. A ghost kitchen is like it's a restaurant that doesn't have like a storefront to it. Like it's literally just a kitchen, and you can only get delivery from there.
Okay.
Because it's just like
and
a
they
rented.
Only employ ghosts.
And they only only employ ghosts. It's very spooky. They don't have the storefront because it's like you don't even
so
want to see it.
So he's opened them like all over the country, right? But there was one in West County. And a couple months ago, Andrew was so excited that it was opening, but it was delivery only.
It's delivery only.
And it doesn't deliver downtown.
More importantly, yes, it doesn't deliver here. It doesn't. All of my friends who live in St. Louis all live kind of roughly in this area, like kind of like Tower Grove-y kind of area. And so it doesn't deliver downtown. It doesn't deliver there. And so I'm kind of just like out of luck. Because I don't want to just, like, order it to a parking lot. I'm very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I had the thought, right? Yeah. Like order it to, like, the West County Mall parking lot. And when I see the DoorDash guy driving around, I just kind of... and then eat the Big Papa's Flamin' Jalapeno Nonsense Burger, or whatever the hell he calls it, in
really
my car.
Hope he calls it that.
In my car. They all have names like that. It's Guy Fieri. But
I'm trying to look up the menu. I would like to see, you know, the most appealing looking item here, because I looked at it with Andrew and it all looked so awesome. Like the kind of thing that makes you feel absolutely terrible as soon as you're done eating it, but it's probably a pretty euphoric experience during the...
So there's the jalapeno pig poppers.
Oh, he's got it. He's got it bookmarked.
There's the... I didn't have it bookmarked. I just know what it's
background.
Called. It's called Guy Fieri's Flavortown Kitchen. If you live in West County, please eat it and tell me about it.
So the three of us are going out to dinner. Andrew's ordering for the table. What are we getting?
Okay, well, we are getting the jalapeno pig poppers.
The tasting menu.
That goes without saying. Yes, we'll... We will get, give me a little of each, please. Oh my gosh, the app has 2.5 stars. That's not a good sign.
Mm-mm.
Mm. Jalapeno pig poppers, bacon wrapped, fire roasted jalapenos stuffed with andouille, pimento cream cheese, glazed in a bourbon brown sugar barbecue
sauce. That sounds awesome. Mm-hmm.
Which is a signature of his, if I recall, the bourbon brown sugar. Entrees, Nick, you will have the, let's see, what are we going to get you? I was going to say that too. Are you vegan? Am I wrong about that?
You are wrong about that. Yeah.
you're vegan tonight. You're going to have the Morgan's Veggie Burger.
Who showed you?
Scratch.
That's kind of hot.
You're probably going to have, let's see, I'm going to get you the chicken guy. Right? The chicken guy is sort of the classic. It even comes in its own box, which is him as a chicken.
So is that a sandwich? Oh, it's a chicken sandwich.
It's
so
a chicken.
Great.
Yeah, it's a chicken sandwich, and it comes in a box with art on it that Guy Fieri is a chicken. And it's got LTOP.
There's your next tattoo. Yeah. There we go.
There you go.
LTOP, mm-hmm. which of course we know what that is, yeah. right?
Lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Garlic buttered brioche and signature seasoning and special sauce.
I'm down.
And then, Rachel, you are probably going to have, I'm going to say,
There's a lot riding on this, Andrew. This is a business dinner that we're going to. So.
I know. I know. I'm very tempted to send you the way of the Cajun chicken Alfredo, because I know how good that'll be.
Okay.
Because it's pretty much.
It sounds like something that I would never order for myself, but I would have a few bites and enjoy, so.
It's basically just that or, like, really big, offensive burgers.
I'd probably go with the Alfredo, then.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And then, like.
This has gotten so
serious. Like,
so
I'm definitely getting the big, offensive burger, right? I'm getting the bacon mac and cheeseburger, because come on.
Yeah.
Because come on. It's got donkey sauce, people.
What is donkey sauce? And then I promise to the listeners we're done.
I don't know what donkey sauce is.
But you know what? It sounds pretty good. So slather it on there.
They also have something called the Cheesecake Challenge.
I'd eat that.
Yeah.
Which is, it's got potato chips in it.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I remember months ago when this came out, I was talking to my brother about this menu. And I sent him this picture, actually. And I was like, Guy Fieri even managed to make it look like water is fattening. Look at this picture of water. That looks like... Yeah.
It looks decadent.
Yeah, it looks absolutely decadent. And then there's the... what's really funny is he advertises something called... Now, I'm not to be rude to the... but this is just a Caesar salad.
What is it called?
It's called the OG Caesar salad. But it's like $13, and it's just this little container of very normal-looking Caesar salad.
Maybe it's atop a bed of something.
just chopped romaine, Caesar dressing, Parmesan, and croutons. And it's like, I'm not paying $14 for that.
Yeah, he overprices that, so you have to get the offensive bacon burger.
Right.
Yes, I will take the donkey burger, thank
they
you.
They don't even have lettuce there.
I will take
somebody
the
orders that donkey burger. Oh my God, what do we do?
Yeah, exactly. They have to send someone to the store. The price is built in.
They go somewhere else and order a Caesar salad and then bring it to you.
Okay, so this is kind of apropos of a couple things we talked about on the DGS today, which is Thursday, and this will come out on Friday. But Dave was talking about, like, things that he had you believing when you were a kid that weren't necessarily true. But I was driving around last night, and I saw a camper hooked up to the back of a truck. And it reminded me of a very dumb thing that I thought when I was a kid. You know the campers that collapse and they're like... they're just like rectangles. Mm-hmm. And then they pop up. So my cousins had one, and I only ever saw it in the context of in their driveway as the completely collapsed. And Ashley would be like, yeah, we go camping in that. And I'd be like, wow, I just couldn't. I thought that you just crawled in and just slept
terrible.
In that thing. Yeah, I'm like, I never want to go camping. This is so creepy. You just have to like slide in there. And it took me an embarrassingly long time to figure out that that was not the case. Mm. I'm wondering if you guys have anything similar to that where it's like, dang, that took too long, but it all makes sense.
You guys know what a camper shell is, right? On a truck. Speaking of campers, that you said camper made me think of this.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had a pickup truck years ago when I was a kid, and he put a camper shell on it for a couple different reasons, just mostly for hauling stuff. And I thought, and I told everyone, including like my brother, who was like, what, really? I told him that I was like, Dad converted the truck into a minivan. I thought that just because you put the shell on it, that suddenly made it like an entirely different kind of vehicle.
You got three rows of seats now.
And I thought it for a while until my dad heard me say it to somebody, and he was like, "What, you little idiot? No, that's not, what are you talking about? It's just a, it's just a crappy plastic shell I found in the junkyard that I put on top of it." He's like, do you think there's seats in, like, go sit in that.
I was fascinated by that as a kid, too. Like, especially growing up in Grafton, everybody had a truck, but then you would see ones with the shells, and I always wondered what was going on back there. Like, why are you even...
What's up?
I also was very intrigued by, and I've said this on the show before, the vans that have, like, handles on the sides and then curtains. I was like, you could just live in that. Oh. And they usually had a TV in them.
Yeah, my grandfather had one of those, and we used to vacation in it, like when we would, which is so funny because I remember some of the places we would go was like Carlisle Lake, right? Carlisle Lake's about an hour and 15 minutes away from here, but it felt like we were traveling for days. It felt like we were, on an odyssey. And so, but yeah, it had curtains, it had two TVs, it had one in the front and one in the back.
Jeez.
It had a VCR for the one in the front and a Nintendo on the one in the back.
Oh my God! What are you doing here?
That's what I'm saying.
No, still be in that van.
I miss that thing. It had the, of course, it had the back layer of seats that turned into a very roomy and very comfortable bed.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it had the curtains. It had the TV with the VCR, and the only two tapes I had were like Rush Hour and Happy Gilmore.
What else do you need?
And so I would just watch those like on repeat. Again, I don't know how it felt like. In an hour and 15-minute drive, I would fit each of those movies three times into... I was probably just staying... We were probably there at the campsite, and I was just staying in the van watching movies.
Did you have anything like that, television. Nick? Like, yeah, embarrassing...
Really embarrassingly, until I was about 22, when I worked my first retail job, and to start out, they're like, okay, yeah, you're going to be a merchandiser, so you stock the shelves. And I've been to grocery stores, I mean, the normal amount of time that human beings go to grocery
stores. You thought it was elves, yeah.
It just had never crossed my mind that, like, oh, people totally put this stuff on the shelves.
Gotcha.
It had, you know, not like I assumed it was magic. It just, the concept had never crossed my mind until I was 22, 23 years old, that, like, oh, my God.
And did you tell them? Did you say, like, well, no, you don't stock the shelves. They stock themselves. They stock themselves.
It's funny. Where's the wizard?
You're standing from the store.
All right,
hello.
I'm standing here, aisle E9, and I'll tell you what aisle. I'm going to blink really hard, and when I open my eyes, these shelves better be stocked.
Yeah.
There better be peanut butter back out there.
Man, I have so many things like that when it comes to jobs. Like, even now, starting fresh at KMOX, there's so many things about the station that I don't understand. And I'm sure there's so many things that I think I understand that I'm totally off base of, but I just know how to go through the motions. And like, when you've had it, especially when I was working at Radio Shack, there were certain things that I faked for a good 3 years. And then when it clicked, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so much easier that I actually understand how this works. But you can kind of get away with it for a short period of time. I don't know. It's just crazy the way, like, the mind works. You kind of get it, and then when it finally clicks, you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm an idiot. Why is it taking me so long?
I actually did not get this at all. I really thought I had a handle on this grocery store thing. And now here we are, behind the glitz and glamour.
Right.
This is how the other half lives.
I see the grimy truth.
Before we wrap up, let me follow up on one thing from the DGS on Wednesday. I was telling the Amy Schumer story. Do you know this, Andrew?
I don't think
she,
I do.
She tweeted and she said John Krasinski and Emily Blunt's marriage was like for publicity, and she was obviously kidding. And then she had to delete the tweet and all this.
Yeah.
And I was saying, like, I don't know, maybe we should just stop trying to be funny online. And then it went down a different path. The conversation went down a different path than I really like planned on it going, which is totally fine. But I kind of wanted to just touch on that again. I don't think that, like, we should stop trying to be funny, but I just think that maybe brand of humor is not even bad. I just think it's run its course online, and it's just smarter not to. You guys know what I mean? Mm. Like, you know it's going to be received poorly. You know it's going to go bad because people are looking for a reason to be offended. So maybe just do it in another medium where you don't get the immediate back. Like, if you say that during a stand-up set, people are going to think it's funny because they understand the context. But a lot of people are just scrolling through their phone and they're like the world's biggest Emily Blunt fan and they have no idea who Amy Schumer is. And then they're like, oh, I can't believe you. Like you're putting it out to not just a broad audience, but every single person, and not every single person is going to get most jokes. So I don't know. I just kind of feel like it's unless you put like a comedy disclaimer on it, which I kind of can't think of anything lamer. It's probably safer to just not do that.
Unless we have a font,
right? Exactly.
Yeah, Comic Sans is a joke, just so everyone knows. I noted that at the top of my page.
That was the purpose of Comic Sans.
And that's not me like trying to preach at anybody or tell anybody what to do at all. I just think that. It's probably smart. Like,
no, it's an excellent point.
And not even smart, but just like, it just seems to be moving that way. I have a theory that we're going to stop using social media the way we've been using it within the next couple of years because we're going to realize how pointless it is, how bad it is for us, and how few. It's just like, you're just screaming into the void, except the void can really hurt you in return. So maybe, like, let's just do less.
Yeah, it's like, this is a thing that. You get no reward, and then the flip side is that you might ruin your life.
Right.
It's like if someone pitched it to you that way, you'd go nowhere near it. It's like, well, I get nothing out of this, and then it could absolutely destroy the way I live. And then you know you've got like bad faith media outlets, websites that are picking it up and are like, We can't believe that Amy would say this about Emily Blunt.
I've actually seen like several headlines that were like, she skewered them as a joke. I'm like, well.
That's the thing, trying to get clicks. And you said it right in that, you know, there's no context online. In a stand-up set, it's like, oh, she's making a joke because she's standing up there to tell us jokes. But online, that level, that kind of like.
Anybody's grandma can read that and be confused.
Yes, and that sarcasm, you know, we've talked before about how tone doesn't translate over text. It's very hard to translate tone over text. It's a problem that everybody's had at one point or another in this modern age of ours. And so she puts that out there, like, obviously as a joke. If you heard her say it, you'd know it was a joke. You'd know, oh, that's she's a comedian and she's making a silly joke about these celebrities that are... they seem to just be, you know, because that's the joke, right? The joke is that they seem to be picture perfect. And she's like, oh, well, this is just clearly this is a sham. But just writing that on the internet and blasting it out to literally the entire world, everyone in the world can look at that. It's there's no reason to do it.
Well, Nick,
I think we're seeing more of that.
Thank you for sitting in with us today.
Thanks for having us, guys.
I hope you'll do it again. And if you do, I would like it to be, you know, just a given that Andrew's going to pick a restaurant and order for us. Because that was extremely fun for me.
I like that. Yeah. I like that bit. That's fun.
I really thought you were going to say, I think it's a given that Andrew won't be here on the next one.
This is his last podcast.
I think it goes without saying that we'll just not tell him about the next one.
What can I say? That truck thing was really stupid and I lost all of my respect for him.
I cannot wait to order food for you guys. That's going to be so much fun.
Okay, bye guys. Love you.
Bye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.